Hello, and welcome to the first ever episode of Birdie Bot's Every Flavor Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Badger, and I am so excited to dive into the world of Harry Potter with all of you. Let me just start off by telling all of you about my connection to the wizarding world, and why I'm so eager to be analyzing the series with you. When Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone was released in the US, I was 6 years old. By that point, I already loved reading, and my older sister was given this British book about a boy wizard who discovers a whole new world, and I was just infatuated. My mom would read me The Sorcerer's Stone chapter by chapter every night before I went to sleep, and when the second book came out, I was already hooked. J.K. Rowling's wizarding world became a home within my own mind for me to escape to. As I grew up, Harry and his friends were growing up. When I started developing crushes on my classmates, so were Harry and his friends. This series came out at a really magical time in my life, and as such, has become part of my DNA. The magic that is the story of Harry, Hermione, and Ron changed me, helped me become the woman I am today, and will continue to be a part of me until the day I die. Like so many people of my generation, Harry Potter is in my blood. And so, I've decided to share that love with you and create a podcast. As much as I'm excited to get to the darker, grittier parts of the Harry Potter series, I'm almost giddy to start at the very beginning, to be jumping in right at the Sorcerer's Stone. And that's where we're going to start. Every week on Birdie Bot's Every Flavor Pod, we are going to examine three chapters from Sorcerer's Stone. And then at the end, when we finished going through the book, we are going to take a week to wrap up all of our discussions about the Sorcerer's Stone and to discuss the film adaptation. And then the following week, the final week of our season, as we finish talking about Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, we are going to take a week where we designate it as a spoiler zone, where we talk about what book one means on a second or third or 12th or 15th or 30th read. What do you find in the Sorcerer's Stone that impacts the endgame? So as we work through the story, we are going to try to stay as spoiler free as possible, so that hypothetically, someone could come in and interact with this story for the first time through listening to our podcast. So, you know, just try in on social media and in any comments on YouTube or anything like that. Just try to keep it as spoiler-free as possible. So let's start with the backstory of how Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone came to be. First off, for all my fellow Americans out there, this book was not originally called Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. It was called Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. That was, and continues to be, the title used for all publications of this book outside of the United States. The author, J.K. Rowling, wrote the book over a period of about 5 or 6 years. Between 1990 and 1995 is when she was officially writing. The myth goes that she was sitting on a train one day, and the idea of a scrawny, bespectacled boy wizard came to her brain. She grabbed a napkin and started writing, and Harry Potter was born. In reality, Rowling spent 6 years laboring over a story that she wasn't even sure anyone would want to buy. It was a shot in the dark that thousands of writers take, and very few actually make. Enter Barry Cunningham, a partner at Bloomsbury Children's Books, a London-based children's lit publisher. He was building his portfolio at the publishing company, focusing on fantasy novels by new and creative authors. He recommended the book to Bloomsbury for publishing, and Bloomsbury's CEO, his daughter, read it and said that it was, and I quote, "so much better than anything else." In April of 1997, 2 months before the Philosopher's Stone was even published in the UK, Scholastic Corporation bought the US publishing rights for $105,000. Scholastic's publishers thought that Philosopher sounded too old school and too vague for American readers, and so the name Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone was decided on for the American run of the book. The American edition was published in September of 1998, and quickly became a New York Times best-selling fiction, staying at the top of that category for the majority of 1999 and 2000. Many have compared Rowling's writing style, especially in book one, to that of Roald Dahl. With her fantastical stories surrounding a child who is out of place and her tendency toward the absurd in areas of normality, like Vernon and Petunia and Dudley Dursley, J.K. Rowling is a master of writing and capturing a child's perspective. So why is Harry Potter so popular? Yes, it's a well-written series of novels. It's fantastic fiction, yes. But I believe it comes down to the vision that Rowling was casting in the Sorcerer's Stone. Harry is an outsider for all of his young life. For the first 11 years of his life, he spends believing he doesn't belong anywhere. Not with his family, not with kids his age, nowhere. All children feel like outsiders, don't we? Like we don't belong. Harry felt that way. And then someone came in, swept into his story to explain why he didn't feel like he belonged. "You're a wizard, Harry," changes everything. How many times when we were kids did we sit and think, "I don't belong. I wish someone would come and sweep me out into a larger, grander story where I find out that I actually do belong. Where I will fit in, where I will excel, where I will be a hero." We all think that as kids. We all dream about that as kids. Hell, I still dream about that as an adult sometimes. Join me in my journey through all 7 installments of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series. Let's rediscover our inner Harry together. Next week, we'll be diving right into Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, discussing chapters 1, 2, and 3. Birdie Bot's Every Flavor Pod is a podcast in the Story Inc. podcast family. Please support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/storyincpod. And please make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Story Inc. Pod. And if you have any comments or questions or just want to chat, feel free to reach out to us at storyincpodcasts@gmail.com. Once again, that is storyincpodcasts@gmail.com. Until next time, sit down and have a biscuit, Potter.